welcome to Tuesday on the Think Big Show, bringing entrepreneurs and business owners from around the world together to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, the community of empowered entrepreneurs who are creating successful businesses online. You can find out more information and get our free 10-day bootcamp at thethinkbignetwork.com. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce mission accomplishment strategist and also my partner in life and success, JT DeBolt, with today's Think Big message about creating the extraordinary. JT, it's all yours.
All right, Mia, thank you so much. And to all of our friends out there, I'd like to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday. Great to be with you. Great to be with you each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And today, I want to talk to you about something that I think we all have the power to do and something that may be lacking a little bit these days, but something that will definitely make a huge impact in your business and in your life. I want to lead in with a quote by the great Orison Swett Marden. This is a quote that, if you listen to it deeply, you'll kind of get a sense for how powerful it can be. The quote goes like this: "Don't wait for extraordinary opportunities. Seize common occasions and make them great. Weak men wait for opportunities. Strong men make them." Now, of course, this quote came many, many, many years ago, so the term men can be used universally to mean both men and women. We all have the ability to turn an opportunity out of any situation, to create an amazing situation, to create the extraordinary out of the ordinary. When I was a kid, I had a good friend that lived down the street, and his stepfather used to restore old classic cars. And it was always amazing to watch as he would roll these old, broken down, rusted out buckets of metal into the family garage. And then over the course of several months, transform it into something absolutely beautiful. He applied that painstaking attention to detail, that intense focus, and a true love for the car, and took it from being something that somebody had thrown away practically for scrap metal into something that was beautiful, usable, and something that brought joy. So I think about that from time to time, and I think, man, what would it take? You know, he must have gone out into these old fields and pastures, maybe his old barns, maybe junkyards, cars that were broken down on the side of someone's home or out in front of their house, and took them, put them on a flatbed, brought them into the house, and just over the course of time, lots of research, lots of love, lots of elbow grease and grit, he transformed that into a beautiful car. Yeah, he could sell them, and he did, but the whole point was not to sell them. In fact, I doubt he really made any money off the deal. It brought him a great deal of love and a great deal of joy to be able to put himself, his best stuff, his attention to detail, his focus, his true love into that car and transform it into something truly extraordinary. Now, we can all do this. We can turn a common occasion into an extraordinary opportunity. And I have to believe that we as entrepreneurs, that's kind of one of our core responsibilities. That's what we help people do. We help them take an ordinary life and transform it into an extraordinary existence. We could take something out of nothing, basically just right out of the ground, and blossom it into something strong, beautiful, vibrant, and full of vitality. So how does this happen, though? And how do we do this in our marketing? How do we do this in our messaging? How do we do this in everything we do, the way we do business, the way we interact with people? How can we make this make us more money? How can we make this make us more fit, healthy, happy? What is it that we need to do in order to create the extraordinary out of the ordinary? In all my life of observing this, I've come down to just a few things. I want to list them to you here, starting with the first one. If you look around, the world is full of cynics, right? You look around, everybody's got an opinion, everybody's pointing a finger, everybody's trying to point out how wrong other people are. I shouldn't say everybody, but it seems to be the status quo this day. Wouldn't you agree? These days, we seem to see more people that are pounding their opinions, screaming it as loud as they can. But you don't see too much encouragement. You see more people breaking people down. And I think for us to be really great at what we do as marketers, as business owners, as business leaders, is it has to start with being an encourager. Sarcasm is really just fear dressed up as wit. Yeah, it seems witty. Sarcasm can sometimes be fun. But the idea is, what can we do instead of breaking people down to build them up? There's really two ways. I remember Gary Vaynerchuk telling the story. There's two ways to build the tallest building in town. One is you can knock all the other buildings down around you, or two, you can build something tall, strong, and beautiful. And to be an encourager means that you lift other people up along the path. It's not about being the number one person. It's not about being first in line. It's not about being the tallest, the shiniest, the most beautiful. It's about surrounding yourself with amazing people. That's what leaders do. And in business, if you take that same attitude, if you encourage other people, if you build them up, if you take them along the journey with you, you're going to be far stronger as a business leader. Your income, your finances are going to be stronger. Your business is going to be more viable. And the interesting thing about this is it's not hard. In fact, in a way, it's kind of our default to encourage other people. It doesn't mean you got to kiss their butt. It doesn't mean you have to blow sunshine up their skirt. It doesn't mean you have to say anything that isn't true. What it means is if you tell somebody, you got this, follow me, I'll demonstrate to you. If you give them that sense that it's possible, then suddenly they have a sense that they can do this. That's pretty amazing. That's a powerful gift to give to the world, a world that is clouded in cynicism. Any coward can be a cynic. It takes a strong person of courage to encourage other people. Think about that word, encourage. To infuse courage into somebody, it requires courage of ourselves. We have to be able to share that courage, that encouragement, to help other people along the way. Now, another thing that I've found to be true when it comes to creating the extraordinary out of really the ordinary is we got to be generous. Be generous. Now, I'm not talking about you got to give all your money away, although that's also a very awesome activity. That's a beautiful thing to do. But I'm talking about lending a hand in more ways than one. Being that person that shares the best strategies, shares your best practices, that shows how you're doing it. Some of the most, you know, encouraging, if not engaging videos I've ever seen is how a person will demonstrate their journey, even though they're brand new. I see this quite a bit. Brand new entrepreneurs, brand new marketers, brand new anybody, anybody in a leadership position that just showed up and it's like the beginning stages of their journey. When they're showing the path and they're being vulnerable and they're kind of saying to everybody, hey, as authentically as they can, this is the first few steps of me down this path. Join me, follow me, watch me. It's amazing that when they show up with that consistently and they stick with that message and they come from a place of generosity, a place of compassion and empathy for what it takes to build success from the ground up, not somebody who was hatched successful or who inherited that success, but somebody who actually had to build it for themselves. When they share that from a place of generosity and gratitude, that's a pretty amazing thing to see. And the power, the effect that it has on others is truly remarkable as well. So not only encouraging people, but being generous enough to show them the way, show them the path, and to set the example by being the example. What's interesting is there's another thing, and this came up to me this past weekend. I was traveling from the East Coast on business, and there were a lot of parents on the plane with their small children, apparently coming from Disney World over in Florida. And what was interesting was, as often happens, the children get kind of fussy when the airplane is either sitting stagnant or, you know, been flying for a while. Sometimes it has to do with pressure changes and their ears and their little teeth are growing in and they don't feel so good. But it's always crazy to watch how certain people react differently. And in one particular case, there was a family that had two small children, and one of the children was crying because they were upset about, you know, not feeling good or whatever the reason was. But unlike the status quo, where most people will get upset and give a stern look like, shut your kid up, the people surrounding them and the seats and the aisles around them were encouraging. They actually were smiling, kind of giving them that, you know, it's the okay type of thing. And as the parent was walking up and down the aisle trying to pat the child and slow him down, everybody was giving them smiles of encouragement. And it was crazy to me because I've been told that I don't really have a glowing face. Sometimes I look a little bit stern or I look a little intense. And it's interesting how powerful a smile can be. And a smile really is just an indication of a lighthearted joy, or maybe it's maybe it is that encouragement we're talking about. The question is, how much do you smile in your business, literally and metaphorically? How much do you smile through your messaging? How much do you smile through your videos? How much do you smile even through your own ad copy? How much do you smile in the way that you approach prospective business partners? How much do you smile in the way that you approach existing business partners or people that work for you and with you? It's not necessarily the smile on your face. It's the smile from your heart. It's that sense that you appreciate and value other people, that you love the journey, that you appreciate and value yourself. It's always amazing to me how a smile can break down and melt the ice. It can break down any kind of wall, it can melt the ice, but more importantly, it can develop the warmth that can turn into a great bond, perhaps a friendship, perhaps something even more. It's simple, it's effective, and it even improves your day. Smile more. That's a very important thing to do. And if you find yourself being busy, if you find yourself being kind of stressed out, try giving yourself that opportunity to smile, maybe even have a quick laugh. And what's interesting about it is, not only will it change your day, it'll change the days of the people around you because they will interact with you, they'll interface, and they'll feel that joy coming out of you, and that shift just might make the difference. Next, I want you to think critically. Now, listen, this may sound a little bit, you know, off the cuff here, but when we think critically, that means we lend our best to any situation. We think deep. You've probably heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it a lot. We need to get away from being surface-level thinkers. Right now, we sort of just take things at, you know, on the surface level. We don't go real deep with it. Instead of being surface-level thinkers, we need to be deep-thought voyagers. We need to think critically. Look for ways to make the situation, the environment, whatever it might be, better. I'm always asking the question, what can I do to make this situation great? What can I contribute to this so that we can turn it from being awesome to extraordinary? Or from being mediocre to better? That question, when we think critically, allows us to see a lot of different ways we can create opportunities, like Orison Swett Marden was saying. Common occasions, seizing common occasions and making them great. That's exactly the role of a leader. That's what entrepreneurs do. So think critically about how you can lend your best to any situation. What is it that you've experienced? What have you learned along the way? What's one thing you could teach right now, here today, that would make somebody's life better? Sometimes it's, hey, it's something as simple as how to send an attachment in an email. Sometimes it's how to upload a video to YouTube or Facebook. Sometimes it's how to conquer fear. Sometimes it's how to overcome, you know, that sense that you don't want to be rejected. What have you learned? Think critically about what you've learned and how you can share that. Also think not just what you've learned and how you shared it, but what it might do for somebody, how it might impact them, the outcomes that might be a result of them taking what you've taught them and running with it. And finally, commit. Commitment is one of the great acts that we can have in our lives. Doesn't matter whether you are in business, whether you're thinking about starting a business, entrepreneur, executive, athlete, doesn't matter who you are, when we commit and the level of commitment that we actually apply will directly impact the results we get. Instead of kind of half-assing our way, we got to go all in. You are enough, my friend. Now give it all you got. Give all of yourself to it. When you're 100% committed, you will find that the momentum increases dramatically. And not just the momentum of forward progress or results, but the momentum of having people that really get behind you, support you as much as you support them. Quality people, great people. And this is how we turn something that's just kind of ordinary into the extraordinary. So my challenge for you today is to strive to seek ways to make your day, your world, better by creating the extraordinary out of the common, by taking what's just kind of sitting in front of you and making it that beautiful work of art, that chunk of rusting metal and turn it into an amazing, exotic sports car, just like my friend down the street's father did. When you refine yourself into that extraordinary person that you are essentially doing the same thing. So be an encourager, be generous, smile more, think critically, and commit 100%. And that, my friends, is the pathway to creating the extraordinary every single day. All right, Mia, I'm going to send this back to you, but before I do, I want to say to all of our friends, go out there, make Tuesday great, do your best work today, make the extraordinary happen, and remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. Mia, take it away.
Thanks, JT. If you want to get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to make more money online by attracting the right customers and leads to your business through social media, go to thethinkbignetwork.com. Also, go and share your big takeaway with us as well as other big thinking entrepreneurs on facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork. This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now, my friend, because now is all you have. Thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you tomorrow.